Welcome to episode 316 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Ockel. Let's continue discussing how to hire your next director of communications. As you know, this is a very important position for your organization because that person affects the internal and the external perception of what you do and hopefully what you do well. If you want to catch up on the previous tips we've discussed, go back to episode 315. So next, I want to talk to you about, is the candidate good at passive or active communication? When you're used to covering events, perhaps as a member of the media, much of the coverage is dictated by the events. A director of communications, that person needs to switch to a more active role. Story ideas must be pitched to the media. Customer and stakeholder needs must be addressed, and internal communications should energize employees. The job requires initiation and strategic planning. Here's a biggie. Is the person motivated to learn? The world of communications is rapidly changing with new tools and techniques entering the marketplace. Does your candidate have a plan for how he or she will stay current with these developments? This can involve attending seminars, reading articles, or watching webinars. Some take it to the next level by joining a communications mastermind group. Communications is not a field with an annual certification process. Improvement depends on self-motivation. Not everyone may want to learn beyond the interview process. If someone doesn't want to take on a new skill, then a solution needs to be offered, like outsourcing, which could ensure your organization stays current. And of course, there's social media. There's a difference between using social media to raise awareness and harnessing its power for a desired return on investment. For some, getting likes on posts is easy. But the online applause is not tied to a tangible action or activity. It's like being the CEO of a closet. The title is nice, but ultimately meaningless. Find out if your applicants can illustrate how social media can be used to boost your business and your brand. Are the ideas original, based on prior personal success, or simply a duplication of strategies already performed by major brands? You should also find out if the person is a trailblazer or a follower. A former member of the media may be an effective communicator, but not a trailblazer. When you're a part of a large news-gathering organization, you're walking and working in the footsteps of those who have come before. You're not creating your own path. The momentum that comes from being a part of the media may no longer apply to your business. That can impact performance, as some may not know where to get started. There's nothing wrong with being a follower and executing plans, but that person may not meet your needs. It's similar to how it's easy to raise money for a well-known 5-term U.S. senator than a political newcomer who is running for a city council seat. Both jobs involve fundraising, but the less experienced candidate needs a trailblazer who can put in the work to create an attractive brand. Final thought. Communications professionals tend to be defined by what they do well. In previous roles, their strengths may have outweighed their weaknesses. Your next director of communications can't afford to ignore gaps in ability. Find the right fit based on experience, knowledge, and awareness of your needs. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting? Find out more about my speaking presentations and check out some video clips at my website, kenockel.com. While there, you can also learn more about my book, Stuck on Yellow, which gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget, our productivity video series has new episodes coming out every week. Again, you can check it out at kenockel.com. K-E-N-O-K-E-L. I'm Ken Ockel. Take care.